Blog Talk Radio.
Ever in luck. That's right, because it's 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the 19th day of August, 2015, and I'm tuned in right here with you on the Perspective Power Radio Network for An Attitude of Gratitude. Joining me, you and award-winning artist David Martinka. Find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. We are so grateful that he has generously created the music for this particular network. Thank you, David. And thank you. You know, top of my list when I wake up every morning is gratitude. I don't care what my night's been like. I don't care what my day was the day before. And I have no idea when I'm opening my eyes exactly what's on that to-do list for the rest of the day. But the first thing, even before I open my eyes, honest and truly, is to be grateful. I say thank you. And then I start looking around. And I say thank you to my bed, thank you to my pillows, thank you to my sheets, thank you to my covers, thank you to the air conditioning if that's the case. And sometimes I say that before I even open my eyes. Seriously, top of my to-do list is an attitude of gratitude. And there's a couple reasons for that. First of all, what you put into your subconscious and your consciousness before you even start your day, before your feet hit the floor, maybe even before you sit up in bed, which is the case with me, and it's just my choice, it's how I choose to do it, you can do it any way you like, but how you start that really and truly lays out the framework or the format, whatever word you want to use, for how the rest of your day will go. Now, here's the rub. Does that mean that every single thing that happens to me throughout the day is something that I am grateful for, can be grateful for, should be grateful for, or will be grateful for? You know what? That sometimes is the extra work there. Because even though I say, I'm so grateful for this, and I'm so grateful for that, and I'm so grateful for this, and I mean it, just say it, we'll get to that in a second, but I mean it. There can be things that happen that can make me go, what the what? Really? Really? And I can get caught up in it. I mean, I'm just like you. I'm not a chair. I don't just sit there and exist. I have my moments where things fluctuate within me. My thoughts fluctuate. My emotions fluctuate. And that's the thing I wanted to get back to when I said in a minute was the emotions. You can say all you like, I'm grateful for, I'm grateful for, I'm grateful for, I'm grateful for. But you really have to feel that gratitude. You have to put it into the emotional aspect of who you are because that's how you own it. Talk is cheap. Everybody says that because I have a lot of people say, oh, well, gee, and I talk a lot about being grateful, but are you really? It's like, yeah, actually I am. I truly am. Even for wacky things, things that you wouldn't think you could or should be grateful for, I find I'm grateful for. And it's because I put it at the top of my list, of my to-do list, that reminds me when I'm in those moments where it could trip me up, where it could send me running for whatever thing I need to make the balance happen, because it doesn't really do it like the running to the grocery store. I got to tell you, if it's in the house and I'm having a creepy, crappy moment and I'm not thinking about my gratitude, you know what I'm reaching for? Pretzels. Is that not that's a crazy stuff, right? But it's true. So I'm laying it out there for you guys. This is it. But when it's at the top of your to-do list, and you've got that to-do list right in front of you, you're going to see that. Okay, top of the to-do list, gratitude. Okay, I'm grateful. And even if that deep sigh, that exhale, and the words, okay, I'm grateful, now, did that really sound sincere? No, it didn't. So caught me on that one. However, take another breath and say it again. Take another breath and say it again. And maybe by the second, third, fourth, fifth, I don't care how many breaths it takes you, you're going to start feeling it. And that could bring another breath. It could bring tears. It could bring a smile to your face, it doesn't matter. But when that attitude of gratitude is at the top of your to-do list and you are working with your to-do list, you've got the most powerful, absolutely empowering ability to take whatever the day gives you, whatever the moment's dishing out, whatever's going on, even if it's not in your little corner of the world and it's somewhere on the other side of nowhere, that you are not only privileged to know, you ain't ever going to be there. I mean, seriously, there are parts of this world, take out an atlas, take out a globe, remember those things before we had the internet, we could just look it up and see everything flat like everybody thought it was and told Christopher Columbus it was. No, man, get the globe out and spin it, stick your finger there. Chances are you're probably never going to go where there is. So something could be going on there that the vibrational ramifications could reach you, and you're sitting there thinking, wow, what is that really crazy thing that's going on in my life? I don't see anything crazy. I don't hear sirens out there. Nothing is setting off bells and whistles that something could be wrong. Go back to the attitude of gratitude. Get yourself out of dwelling on that thing that you cannot, number one, do anything about, number two, may never experience in person or in the flesh. Get back into the attitude of gratitude, because it isn't important what vibration comes your way. It's important what vibration you send back. I think I saw it yesterday on one of those postings. What is it, M-E-M-E? I call it Mimi. Someone else calls it Mem. Someone else calls it Memes. I have no idea how you pronounce it, so I profess and confess my ignorance on that. But I saw the little sign that said, it matters more how you react than what has happened to you. Or it doesn't matter what you do, it matters what you do next. Or it doesn't matter what you've done, it matters what you do next. However that clicks with you, whatever little set of words works, use it. Because, again, it isn't mattering what's going on around you. It matters how you react to it. And why should that matter to you? You are the one in control of your own emotions. That's a biggie for people to get. Because 9 times out of 10, and I do a lot of counseling work with people, and they'll say, well, you just don't get it, Annette. That person did, said, or blah, 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 this, and made me feel like this. And I step back, and I'm like, I'm going to give you the what on that. The what is, nobody can make you feel anything. Seriously, nothing can make you happy. You tell yourself to be happy or not happy based on your own logical reasoning. Therefore, when that thing happens or something comes into your life, you say, okay, that made me happy. Bowl of chili. I love chili, right? Somebody brings me a bowl of chili. I taste it. It tastes good. I'm happy. I'm not happy because of the chili. I'm happy because I told myself if I have chili that I like and I'm eating it at a time when I'm hungry, I will be happy. Now, what if I told myself that if somebody brought me chili, I wouldn't be happy? I wouldn't care if it was the best-tasting stuff in the world, won all major awards, fill in the blank, was free. There you go. I didn't even have to cook it. Ooh, bonus. I wouldn't be happy. Why? Because I told myself, I'm not in the mood for anything to eat right now, and what you bring me chili for? Well, I heard you like chili, Annette. Well, yeah, I love chili, but what you bringing me chili for? You are not making me happy. Whoa. If attitude of gratitude, first of all, is at the top of my to-do list, I'm going to be grateful they brought me the chili. Secondly, I controlled all of that because I told myself this is how I was going to feel. Again, we're going back to the top of the attitude of gratitude, or the top of the to-do list with the attitude of gratitude. When you put that at the top of your list, you are telling yourself, I am going to feel good. Gratitude is good. Gratitude is happy. Gratitude is peaceful. Gratitude is loving. Gratitude is accepting. You are telling yourself that I am going to have the permission, I'm hesitating using the word control, but that it's going to come out, so I might as well just say it, the control over my own emotional well-being and energy for this day, because that's at the top of my list. And again, you can say you're grateful, but until you put the energy of the emotion with it, you're not owning it. What you don't own, you won't care as much for. You won't be able to get the energy, the full energy out of it. So putting it at the top of that to-do list is pretty cool. And I kid you not, when I write out my to-do lists, And I do write out to-do lists. Isn't that something? I don't always, but I generally do. First thing at the top of it is gratitude. I kid you not. Because, again, before my eyes even open, I open my eyes or I lay there in bed and I realize I'm awake. It's like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And because the thing that's been with me constantly and consistently through that whole experience of sleeping has been my mattress, I thank my mattress. And the sheets and the bed, and again, I seriously, I do. Sometimes I say it aloud. Sometimes I just say it in my head. But I always say it with my heart. When you've got it at the top of your to-do list, you're not only going to give yourself the best running start to the day, again, regardless of whatever it's going to show, there's another thing that you're doing. You are literally communing with all the vibrational energy, and everything's got a measurable vibrational energy. Everything does. You can get machines that can test it for you. And if you're into that, cool, let me know. Contact me. I'm on Facebook, Annette Rochelle Aben Communicates. Let me know. Look us up on Perspective Power on Facebook and say, hey, Annette, I've measured the electronic vibrations and the frequency of such and such and such, and guess what? It's such and such. I'll send that back out again. Why? Because you're getting it. But all those things around you vibrate to a certain energy. Your life is in harmony with every single thing around you, whether it can speak your physical or your native tongue, your language, or it just vibrates in harmony to the energy that it sends out when you are polarizing to it, when you are magnetizing to it. You're pulling the best and the good out of all around you. You're filling your world, but you're also giving back. It's the win-win situation. And the cool thing is you could walk through an entire day and never say a word to anybody, but influence their life for the better, create a happier, healthier world. Raise that vibration, because the vibration that you're exuding is actually connecting with the best in something or someone else and helping to pull that up. And when you get to the end of your day, you might not ever realize how many lives you've affected so positively, be they animal, vegetable, or mineral. But they know. And then their energy can exponentially go out and do the same thing. And before we know it, we've reached that plateau, and that's not the word I wanted to use, but I want to say the critical mass. And it's bandied about so often. People say, oh, we reached the critical mass, and we'll have peace in the world, and everything will be great and grand. But yet, what is the critical mass? You know, it's not the majority of, but it's enough energy where everybody's sending out that same like energy that you can't help but sense, no matter where you are, that something wonderful is about to happen, that something wonderful is happening. And I promise you, you can sign this and date it. Put it in the vault. Whip it out and flip it in my face at any given point in time, and I'll go, yes, that's right. When you put an attitude of gratitude at the top of your to-do list, You're starting it. And it doesn't matter whether you're looking at that to-do list all day, although it does help. Why write it? If you're not looking at it, you're not double-checking it. But make a mental to-do list. Make an emotional to-do list. That when you wake up in the morning, before you even open your eyes, once you sense that you're awake, just say thank you. Just say thank you. And then if you care to, you can be as detailed as you like. Thank you, mattress. Thank you, bedroom. Thank you, windows. Thank you, curtains. Thank you, sheets. And then I thank my body, literally, from my toes to the top of my head and inside and out. I might not hit every single aspect of my biological self, but I do, and it's fun. And I thank you. I thank you for joining. I thank you for tuning in. You are at the top of my to-do list this morning, was to really get into an attitude of gratitude with you, because that's what I do every Wednesday live, 8 a.m. Eastern, and it's fun. You can find us at Perspective Power on Facebook. You can find me at Rochelle Aben Communicates on Facebook. You can find award-winning artist David Martinka at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. And know that we're grateful for you. We're sending out that attitude of gratitude.